All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Just a short commercial break.
Yeah, there just a little short commercial break. So just look at it as a short commercial break. Everybody back?
Yes.
And look, lo and behold, guess who's joining us? It ain't the good old Samuel. I done got all my, I done got my ass kicked fucking with you. What's up, Mike?
What's up, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, man. How that book doing?
Man, it's doing great. Thank you. Just getting the word out, letting people know. Like I said, these are things that we refuse to talk about because it makes us feel uncomfortable, or we just don't want to admit that these things can actually happen. I always tell people, you know, there's two sides to everybody, and sometimes the other side that you don't know, the side they don't want you to know because it's not their side to, you know, show the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I can dig that.
Hmm. Well, other than that, man, how you been, man? You been good?
Man, I've been blessed. I finalized my divorce. Me and my baby just bought a house. Life is great. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? I graduated in May with my bachelor's, started my youth center process. Hey, man, I'm just trying to go with life, let it lead me, not have any negativity, because some people think that what I'm doing is negative, but at the same time, when you don't speak up, shit continues to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And like I
well,
say,
I'm gonna
tell you. Books 1, 2, and 3. Still ain't got no lawsuits, bro.
You gonna be damned if you don't. You gonna be damned if you don't send me a copy, man. Man, you gonna get the rascal for real. I might do like a boy come down to the ATL.
I sold out my first shipment like super quick, and I didn't even realize it. So I just filled my second shipment. Now I'm ordering the third shipment this morning. So as soon as I get them in, I'm gonna send you about 4 or 5 to get to everybody on the show.
That's what's up. See that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I order a bunch so that way I can send some to the projects for free. Just send some to some.
You an asshole.
No, who the fuck I'm talking about. I ain't playing no games with
him. Oh, Lord. This boy's a natural asshole for real. You gotta love
him. Hit me up for free copies. Someone look, hit me up for free copies. I'm selecting random people.
Boy, I tell you, boy. God broke
your heart. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you. God is good, for real. You know, when you hit rock bottom, we don't even realize that we're the rock at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? We go through life lessons to teach us. It's supposed to make us better and not bitter.
There it is.
Right.
Fuck that. I think I helped sell this book. I won't leave 2% off this book.
You did. A lot of people.
Oh, my goodness.
I think everybody.
No, I'm just happy to get a free copy.
Yeah, no. It's
y'all knows how I keep reiterating free just in case he keeps like, well, you know, hey, free.
Hey, don't
forget the word.
Don't forget to sign them too. I got
right.
You got to
sign them, man.
You got to sign them. You know.
I can say
I'm a big author. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Leave my legacy because, you know, with all the death threats, it is what it is, bro. Like I tell people, if I'm not going to be here tomorrow, you know, I live my life. I'm not mad. I tell people don't be sad, down, and depressed. Just keep my legacy going. Keep speaking about my books, you know what I'm saying, just to keep people aware so we can save some lives, help somebody that's down, build them up, because I've been through everything from domestic violence, rape, incest, child abuse, rejection, HIV, bullying, just so many things that I've gone through that help somebody else find a coping skill, help them to reach out to talk to somebody else just to let them know that they're not by themselves. You know what I'm saying? So it's just I'm just trying to help people, you know, and people just look at it the wrong way because they know these people or they're related to them by one way or another. That ain't my fault. That's not my business. I don't care about that. It is what it is. Like I said, I'm just trying to get the word out to prevent things that keep happening in our generations because it's just the abusive cycle that just continues to go around. And we don't say nothing. We don't do nothing. It should be in our face, bruh. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, let's talk about it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, shit, we got another caller. Uncle Sam, I ain't going to be the caller. Delicious. I said delicious. You must be doing some stripping. Delightful. What's going down?
Really, though. Oh, hi, everybody.
Hello.
Fuck around. I fuck around with Sam. You don't know what the hell. You don't know if you're coming or going. All right, now we doing the all right, Sam. We doing a year in review. Nah, so far, your show is the show that everybody like. Okay, that was by far the wildest show. But I mean, have you heard any other shows that you like? Well, damn, that show could have been pretty wild too.
No.
Well, here's my thing. Because of him, we had a couple of spin-off shows. I mean, we had the show with Lil Big. We had the show with Zed. You know, those shows were spin-off shows of him because people wanted to, as they say, clear the air or, you know, say what it really was or what it really is or what it really supposed to be.
Sid didn't let nobody talk to him to ask him nothing. And then Lil Big talked so we couldn't even get our words in. Just guilty all over the damn board. Guilty, 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 guilty.
Well, now, like I said, the show, now me personally, your shows are your shows. I got it, gang. That's just it. But me personally, I was really entertained by the one with Sid on that. I really was. I mean, that motherfucker spiraled out to some of everything. Because motherfuckers got on there and they got to talking. Then next thing you know, I can't think of his name. God, I can't think of his name. But when he told her that, oh, you just mad because you put the dick on layaway. Oh, that was it. That was it for me. That point, I ain't say shit else. The dick on that. What, lady, y'all be putting dick on that way?
I'm about to stop taking
care. And he said he wasn't giving all money back. Hell no, I ain't getting your money back.
Yeah, we lost this down payment. That's fucked up.
Yes. You lost the down payment and everything. That was bad. Well, I mean, all we can do is just hope that next year is going to be twice as bad. Well, there's no hope. That shit will be twice as bad. That's what
exactly.
We got Sin City Radio Show.
Right.
We got SinCityRadioShow.com. Sam still ain't put the shit up there yet, but okay. But we still got SinCityRadioShow.com. You know what I'm saying? That's growing every day. I gotta give my girl Beauty some credit for that one. You know, she done brought a gang of motherfuckers up on that. Shout out to you, girl.
And City Radio.
Is she on here? Where she go?
She likes City.
What's up?
She's back.
No, there she go. I said the site's growing. You done came on about some of your people on, which is, you know, a great thing.
Oh yeah, I had some inboxes a little while ago. I had to give them a number and shit.
Well, that's what's up. But everybody that's listening, I know that a lot of people, we got a lot of faithful listeners. We have a lot of people that like to call in and like want to voice their opinion. It's not us. It wasn't Kaz. It wasn't Father Tyre. It was Blog Talk Radio. Without knowing, they changed the number on us. So our new number is 563-999-3059. You know, they just up and changed the number on us. Didn't give us no warning. Didn't give us no email. The number will be changed in the next 2 weeks, nothing. So if you're trying to call in, I know a lot of people's calling that old number, the 727 number. Now that number, they took the number from us. We don't have that number anymore. Once again, the number is 563-999-3059. You want to call in, you want to holler at somebody, you know, want to do something, let's do it. Yeah, for sure. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, you can always listen on GangsterVilleRadioShow.com. I mean, you know, that's the affiliation, you know.
Yeah, because I put up CN City Radio and it came up with some kind of other stuff. I'm like, that don't even look right. I had to delete that.
No. Well, you talking about the website?
Yeah.
No, the website is, the website is SinCityRadioShow.com. You got to put the show on that. Either that or they're going to send you to someplace in Vegas.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm looking like, that don't look right.
Right. I think we didn't have some fun shows, man. We didn't, as a matter of fact, we didn't have Keisha Gangsterville. We didn't have Statham on. We didn't have Keisha Cautious on. You know, we didn't have some fun. We didn't have some people on when we sit back and just chill. And like I said, our main goal is to put this, we're trying to show everybody that Gary is not just full of killers, drug dealers, thugs, and hoots. You know what I'm saying? We got some prominent people coming straight out of the Jeep. And we're gonna make sure that the world know that. You know, we're gonna make sure Italy know that. We're gonna make sure Australia know that. Hell, Japan. God damn it, I don't give a damn. We're gonna make sure the world knows that, hey, it's more, it didn't just stop with Michael Jackson. We got some motherfucking bona fide stars coming up out of the G. I mean, hell, look, we got a 3-time author on the show. Third book.
I know, right? Never thought I'd even be writing a third book, bro. It wasn't even in my head.
Now you're out there doing what you're doing.
Now I'm writing a children's story and a sex story.
Oh.
I'm not fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you. Oh, that's twice in one. And I didn't drop my yak twice.
He said a children's story, and then he slid the sex story in there.
I'm writing a children's book. You know what I'm saying? About the signs of molestation, you know, talking to your parents, things like that. It's two books, actually. It's one for small children and then one for teenagers. And then I'm going to write a sex compilation, whereas I'm talking about straight people, gay people, bisexual, transsexual, just everything under the sun, just all dealing with sex. That dirty, hot, sweaty-ass sex.
What's that?
Dirty-ass sex. Nasty-ass sex. You know what I'm saying? Just some freaky-ass shit, real talk, because everybody...
So, in other words, what you saying, just some Janine-type sex?
Who is Janine?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Janine is really on the show, right?
Yeah.
I don't know Janine, so I can't say that. But,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Janine,
he don't know what type of sex. That's way above his level.
Damn, that is above Sam level, boy.
I'm not gonna say it's above my level. You know, I've been with more women.
I don't know now.
I know for sure I've been with more women than any man on this radio show right now. We'll talk.
Oh, well, damn.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Sam.
I don't know about all that now.
Bro, I prostituted for 3 years. Real talk. I mean, that's how I got 4 properties. Come on.
Okay, well, when you put it like that, then. Yeah, I guess if you put it like that.
I work 5 days a week, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? And I've probably been with more men than I don't know how many ladies you got on my show, but.
That motherfucker said, I work 5 days.
He said, I work 5 days a week.
I'm off on Saturdays. I don't call me in on Saturday. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. I don't call me on Saturday.
Real
talk. Man, hold on, man. We got another call. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Yo.
Caller.
Yo, yo, what's
up? What up? Who is this? Danny?
Danny Fatty.
What's going down, y'all?
Shit. Damn, y'all. How could we ever forget him? The incredible Danny Henderson. God damn it. This motherfucker. This is the Facebook shit. He got damn near half a gear and took the shit out of him.
Oh, shit. Hey, Sam.
What up, bro?
Man, where my motherfucking book at, nigga?
In the goddamn mail, nigga. Shit, at the post office. Did you see them pictures yesterday? Did you see all them goddamn books I had in the post office? I went to 6 different post offices, and yours was in that first batch.
I'm just shooting the shit, man. How y'all doing, man?
What's going on?
Shit. It's going to be a fucked up New Year's with some of these niggas, ain't it?
I'm like, I didn't want to ruin their Christmas, but I wanted to make sure going into this New Year, they have no fucking positive energy whatsoever. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Zach, what's
up,
homie? How you doing?
Man, what's good, big dog? I see that put you in that FB jail, so you done broke out again.
I learned from El Chapo.
You silly. Hey, man, I gotta ask you, why I got you on here? Why are you messing with people again, man?
I just be doing me, man. Having fun, you know what I'm saying, man. I miss my husband, Tiana Fitty, right here. You see that Facebook Live video she did?
Yeah, I saw it.
That
motherfucker
was, that motherfucker was mad. Well, if I was in front of her and her car, she'd run me over.
But man, I just be seeing the shit, you know. I don't be giving a fuck about that shit.
You know, shit. You know, fuck it. Hell yeah.
Give them a cape so they can be Superman.
Huh?
I said, give them a cape so they can be Superman.
Man, you did.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah,
hey, Zach, who you bringing on the show next?
I don't know, man. You? We're going to sit you down and just have a whole interview with you.
hey, motherfucker, you actually like, man, going to do an interview. Hey, when you want to set me up to do one?
Man, hey, I'm going to hit you up. We definitely going to do it. That's going to start the new year off with your ass. We're gonna need you to quit holding that phone the way you do, because it's like he keep going in and out, in and out, in and out.
Oh, okay.
I know, right? Yeah. That's because he ain't got no damn breath.
Oh my goodness.
Hold on, y'all.
This nigga gonna be on the radio and say,
hold on. Hey, is that better?
Yeah, you better not, dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ain't doing shit.
You
about to give me
down.
Some.
You must have sat down.
No, I got. No, my blue.
You must have sat down.
It'd be my Bluetooth, you little thot.
Man, he just had a little thot.
Hey, that nigga said I was running around getting stealing them hoes, man.
Nah, I wasn't stealing them hoes. Some hoes, man, was coming to me. I didn't have to steal. I'm like, you ain't got to steal what's coming to you.
Damn.
No, that's right.
Yeah. I'm mad.
My nigga said I was a ball player. Hey, but look, hey, just tell me. I got one question. I'm gone. What chapter is Lil Vic in so I can go straight to it?
You know what? I honestly don't remember right now. Look, I've read the book three times. I want to say it's in chapter 8 because you in that chapter 2.
Okay.
I put everything that you know what I'm saying, you said on Facebook. I cut and copied it with all your fucking errors and all that. I ain't changed none of
you. He said all the
all they be able to decipher what the fuck he was trying to say. I put Missy shit. All that is in there. I ain't leaving nothing out. I ain't crossed no T that wasn't crossed, and I ain't dot no I that wasn't dotted. It's all right there, black and white. It's color. Some will look black and white, but it's colored pictures in there too.
You know what I was thinking about, Sam, on some real shit. Like, if my name was in that book, you understand what I'm saying? On some bogus shit, like how all these niggas talking about you lying on them all my life. I have all four of them houses will be mine. You know what I'm talking about? I'll own the booking company. I'll give me a motherfucking lawyer. We coming for your ass. You know what I'm talking about? You
know, in other words, niggas. Look, Danny, in other words, you're going to own my company because it's SPH3 Publishing. You're going to own all the houses that I have and the house that I just bought on December 15th.
Damn.
I just purchased.
Cause you can't. I mean, ain't none of these niggas trying to. Ain't none of these niggas trying to clear their name up. You feel what I'm saying?
Where are you gonna clear something up? That's true. What you gonna do? What you gonna say?
Right, hold on for a second, y'all. Let me say this. We just got the stream back up, so why don't you tell everybody the name of the book?
The name of the book is called Why Did We Meet? It's book 3, third book that came out. The first book is Eyes Without a Face. The second book is How It All Happened. They all can be found on my website at www.SamuelHolloway3.com, www.SamuelHolloway3.com, or you can visit Amazon. Books 1 and 2 are available for download right now. Book 3, which is Why Did We Meet, that just came out, will be available for download later on in the week.
Okay, now tell everybody what the book is about.
The book 3, Why Did We Meet, it's a happy book. You know, the first book was written in hurt, in pain. The second book was written in anger. Book 3 is written in love. You know what I'm saying? It's a healing book. It has gone through a lot of processes, phases to turn my life back around, to take back my happiness. You know what I'm saying? I basically just nip in the bud everything that has happened. I talk about, you know, me reaching out to my molesters, me sending them lawyers' information that will take on a case for defamation of character, being that they said I was lying. They're taking on for pro bono. None of my molesters reached back out to me. I put my family member in there that molested me as a child. I put our conversation that we had on Facebook in there, the whole screenshot of the Facebook Messenger app. I just talk about everything, man. I talk about my family as far as none of them that's from Gary that really fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, all this started in Gary. So my family that's still there in Gary, and everybody be like, you know, well, he can't come back home and da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, bro, like, I don't even fuck with the family that's there like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't even fuck with me. So what you're saying is just going in one ear and out another. Basically, I just talk about life, man. I talk about how I went from sugar to I went from shit to sugar. I talk about my love life, you know, after being misused and mistreated, how I found my prince. You know what I'm saying? I got my king. Like, I'm sitting on top of the throne. Like, we up here in this bitch. Like, No, bro. It's just like, man, like, you know how you get played so hard by somebody? I mean, I know the women can talk about how men played them like a damn pinball machine. I got played. I almost lost my life for a nigga. I went through 7 surgeries. I ain't got not damn scar that's visible. I got my teeth. I ain't got no braces. I just gained 35 pounds. I mean, like, nigga, I'm in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I'm in this bitch. I feel good. You know, I used to be down and depressed. I used to be sad. I just took my power back, bro. I sat in that jail cell for 20 years. I knew what I had to do. I went and I talked to somebody because it's black people. We feel like we can't go talk to no counselor, no psychiatrist. You know what I'm saying? But you got all that anger, all that rage, all that pain sitting inside you. Go free yourself. Take your goddamn life back because life is too goddamn short. You shouldn't have to live the rest of your days in misery. So I just say, fuck them all. Ain't none of them bitches can touch you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sitting
here
on top of this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I took my fucking life back, bro. Like, I'm in this bitch. Like, what? My fucking house is big as fuck. I'm sitting on the hill. So, bro. Nigga, I'm sitting in the goddamn mini mansion. You know what I'm saying? Real fucking talking. Motherfuckers be like, oh, you know, he trying to make a profit off them books. Bitch, you don't even know what the fuck I do. You know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up. Get out of here with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. Real talk,
nigga. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Now, I agree with everything you just said, but my problem is this. Why is people getting on you for trying to make a profit? Ain't shit wrong with that.
It ain't even
an American way.
They
people
thinking
hate
like this,
because
though,
he's making the profit.
They,
that's what it is. They hate.
They think they're thinking like this. They thinking he's just lying on these niggas, trying to make a profit off of the niggas. But they're not realizing I'm not making a profit off of them. I'm making a profit off of me. This is my story. This is what I've gone through. And if I'm lying, being that I've made so much motherfucking money, why they ain't sued me yet? You know what I'm saying? Come get these motherfucking coins. This crib I bought cost over $400,000. Fuck them. Fuck them. When they ask you where the fuck I live, point to the fucking hills and tell them to go all the way up. And it's that motherfucking mini mansion sitting on 2 motherfucking acres of land with 2 new motherfucking cars in the driveway. Fuck them. Bitch, I made it. And I'm fucking happy, and I took my goddamn life back, and ain't shit you gonna fucking do but send goddamn death threats. Sue me, bitch.
Zach.
Well, let me put a PSA out there. You know, Sin City Radio, you know, we always looking for investors. I'm just putting it out there.
Man, y'all know what I was just, y'all won't believe just what happened to me.
What?
Man, I was sweeping my floor, and this motherfucking whole eyelashes is on the motherfucking floor. Shit, it was your hole. You had these brown eyelashes on my floor, man. God damn.
Yeah, man. Now you got me calling the hole. You made the whole drop of eyelash.
Hey, but Sam, man, hey, keep shining on these motherfuckers, man. You know, shit. Hey, keep shining on the family. Fuck them, shit.
Now,
buddy,
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even that. I'm just trying to let people know, like, you can go through hell and hot water, bro. Real talk. And you can still come back and be happy. At the end of the day, you just got to release
yep.
it. Stop putting shit in, because we as black people keep shit in because we afraid of what the next motherfucker going to think about us. Bro, don't nobody
right.
pay bills for me and my man. You know what I'm saying? So if they not paying no fucking bills, why do I give a fuck? You're not affecting my fucking paycheck. Checks. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. Shit, if it's going to make me feel good than this bitch, if it's going to make me sleep better at night, I'm going to fucking say it. But whoever mad can kiss my ass. Or sue me.
Did that. Yes, sir.
Sue me, bro. Real talk. Books 1, 2, 3, still no lawsuits. Still no lawsuits. 5 years yesterday, December 27th, not one fucking lawsuit. Zach, if I put your name in a book and I lie on you, bro, you going to sue me? Or you going to send me a death threat? When you know I got coins over here.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Shit. Yeah, I'm gonna take that mini match for 100, Jack.
All right,
man,
shit.
Y'all. Cass, fuck that. I'm throwing the drawers off his ass.
he told me my name was in that book. Goddamn. Let me not like something.
I'm
going to give me a motherfucking lawyer. Fuck that.
Fuck a damn threat.
Yeah.
Hey, but
Scott, you know, man.
God, you got
money
right,
threat. A dead man can't pay. Fuck that.
Yeah, for real.
I sent Stacy a list of four lawyers that live in Minneapolis, right? And like,
oh, you a jackass for real?
Oh yeah, because I know what I'm saying is true, and I ain't worried about shit. You know what I'm saying? So I explained to the lawyers what's going on. I gave them all of my asset information. They was like, we want to take the case. Give him my information. So I typed up this little bomb ass letter to him. Gave him all the information, bruh. I called them lawyers last week because it's coming up on the anniversary yesterday, you know. The lawyers were like, there is no Stacy Witt that has reached out to us yet. Out of four lawyers, he ain't talked to none yet. But he said he couldn't do no show because his lawyer told him to be quiet. That was in October. This is in December.
Hey, Sam, you go send little Vicky Shed a book?
Hell no. I ain't even sending him a book. He can't read. What's the point of doing that?
Damn.
You know, and I know, Lil Vic is going to send me multiple fucking death threats. He's going to tell the world he's going to kill me. He probably come down here to Atlanta, too. But with all these cameras around this motherfucking house, if he chooses to do any goddamn thing, he will go to jail. Look at me looking at my baby in the garage right now.
Hey, Sam.
Look at me looking at my baby right now while I'm sitting in the bedroom.
Hey, Sam. Hey, Sam. I heard the nigga just got slapped in the head with a pistol in the blue room.
Oh, wow.
They say that nigga was dancing on the floor and the motherfucker slapped his ass with a pistol. He got to worry about it. Hey, that nigga probably did the Harlem Shake out the back door.
He don't never send no niggas no death threats. He don't never send no straight niggas no death threats. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only motherfucker in this bitch that get a death threat. Why you think that?
Right.
Damn.
So for the people that don't know, why is this man sending you all these threats? Just because you put him in the
because
book?
Because he was sending death threats before I put him in the book. I put him on Facebook. That's why he's sending death threats, because he said that I left, and I sent Danny the shit too. He said that I left a good nigga. I left a good nigga for these lames out here. And I should have gave, you know, I need to give him $20 so I can suck his dick. And I'm just like, you want me to pay you to suck your dick when I collect checks? It don't even sound right. But at the end of the day, you still cheap as fuck. Talking about $20, nigga, I was a prostitute. It was a minimum of a fucking stack, bruh. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna sell myself short. I know my goddamn worth. You gonna pay for this dick. Fuck that. I wish the fuck I would tell anybody to suck my dick and give me $20. I'd be a goddamn fool. When I know what the fuck I'm doing with this mouth and I know what the fuck this dick do, that you gonna pay me. I need all my motherfucking coins. Not some, not half, but all of them. I get paid
for everybody that's listening. If you want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and we'll bring you in.
I get paid 5 times a motherfucking month. Ain't shit stopping the show over here. Nothing. And that ain't including my man's check.
I know I said it once, Sam, and I got to say it again. I know he be sitting back listening, like, but shit, but old hoe. Ugh.
No, because he knows.
You better sit your ass down.
That nigga, he know, for real. You know what I'm saying? it's a good motherfucker right here, nigga. I know everything about life, just about. You know what I'm saying? I still can learn some of. But I'm down for man as long as he's down for me. And we going to bust this bitch in together. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go get every fucking thing we want. Anything you want, baby, go get it. And it goes vice versa. Because that's how life's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Get you somebody that's going to hire your goddamn back 100, regardless of your past, because all of us have flaws. Ain't nobody in this bitch perfect.
That's right.
All right, now, what's the name of the books one more time, all three of them?
The first book is called Eyes Without a Face. Came out 5 years ago yesterday. The second book is called How It All Happened. The third book is called Why Did We Meet? Why Did We Meet? Just came out yesterday, fresh. You know, y'all want to see a little reviews about it, go to Tina Harrah page. She didn't say too much because everybody didn't get their books yesterday. So, you know, like I said, it's a banger. It's a page turner. It's the biggest book out of all of my books. It's the longest book. It's, to me, it's the best book because it's the happiest book. You know what I'm saying? And it got pictures. You know, I put names with faces. I just let y'all know exactly what it is. Like, bro, like, let's stop being naive, man. Let's help our youth because it takes a village to raise a child. And as long as we keep being silent, we're going to keep seeing our youth being hurt. When y'all read this third book and y'all see all the victims that Stacey Ray Witt had, y'all going to be like, damn, why didn't we say nothing? You know what I'm saying? Why do we feel like we needed to condemn Sam when we should have been condemning Stacey? You know, we just basically let the child molesters roam free, and we don't say shit about them because we feel like, oh, we don't know nothing about that life right now. You know, we can't say if he did or if he didn't. It don't matter if you don't know. Just say what the fuck you saw. Say what's written. Because obviously if it's in a book, it got to be some kind of truth behind it, especially if ain't nobody sued nobody yet. You know what I'm saying? But you got, when you read this book, you're going to see these other victims, man. And when you read their stories, your heart is just going to break. For real. Because one of them is his niece. So you got to think about that. You got his niece, and you got two of his stepchildren that's telling their stories. Ooh. And a baby mama. You know, so when you think about that, you got to think, who is really fucking lying here? He got family speaking out. Let alone you got somebody that committed suicide over him. And that's in the book, too. And a lot of people, when they read the book from Gary, if you're from Gary, you're from the projects, you're going to know exactly who I'm talking about. Because I didn't say her name, but like I said, the people that have read it already know who she is. And it's like, damn, like, bro, like, we didn't say nothing. We let that girl sit there in pain and agony every single day, smoking weed and drinking around her, you know what I'm saying? Not seeing her pain that she's walking around here with because we was too naive. We didn't want to say shit. Well, hey, I put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Now I got to say one thing.
Go ahead, play devil's advocate.
It's not playing devil's advocate, not today.
No, I want you to play devil's advocate for real.
No, no, because we it was I remember last time you were on the show, it was like this big blowout that everybody had about you not saying nothing about your family members.
Yep.
And I do, I didn't go public with it. I didn't get on Facebook and say, hey, y'all, look. But I did see it, and you did oust him. You did oust your family member. You did say he's the one that did it. I mean, pictures and all.
I didn't do it right away. You know what I'm saying? I really, like, honestly, I had to sit there and I had to think about that. I had to call my family, let them know, like, hey, like, this is what's going to happen. I had an auntie stop talking to me. Like I said, my family and Gary stopped fucking with me because I did that. But I had to speak my truth, you know what I'm saying? And when they read that, I think it was more, I think they felt more like the people that are naive. They could still see some shit in their face but be like, nah, he didn't do that. And it was like, when I hit him up, I was like, bro, like, do you remember fucking me as a 12-year-old child? Like, you know, this is your cousin. Because when I first hit him up, he was like, who is this? And I'm like, this is your cousin, Robert, because my name was Robert back then. I was like, this your cousin Robert. Do you remember fucking me as a 12-year-old child? And he was like, yep. And I'm like, damn. Like, and he didn't come back and say shit else. Like, that shit made me cry because I felt like, damn, bro, like, you couldn't even acknowledge that I'm telling you that I was a child and you couldn't acknowledge it or say that you was fucking sorry or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I did that 2 years ago. 2 years ago. And when I listened to that girl and she said that, that shit touched me. You know what I'm saying? Because it was, she wasn't lying. She was, like, dead on. Like, if I'm going to put these niggas out there, I need to put him out there, too. But at that time, I wasn't comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I hadn't dealt with that myself. I had not had enough time. So I was like, I can't do that. But when I did, I felt even more better. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, shit, bro, like, this my own fucking cousin. So if I'm telling y'all what I did with my family, for those people that don't believe me or feel like, you know, that they just can't see them other people doing that, If my family shit is right there in the forefront, why can't you now envision these motherfuckers?
There you go.
Hello?
Hey, I had to get to you, man. I was like, damn, he did it. He did it, cause I had a lot of people in my inbox like, hey man, he wrong. He should have put his people out there too. He put everybody else out there, putting everybody else family out there, but he didn't want to put his out there. I honestly say I did agree with him. Like, well, yeah, all right, he did. I mean, if he's putting everybody else out, and you did it, so I got to give you kudos for it. You did it.
Yeah, like, and, you know, people come to me after they read my story or whatever or see the little video that I have out there. They say, you know, I'm sorry that happened to you, and, you know, I'm praying for you and things like that. And I'd be like, you know, I always say it's okay because you don't have to be sorry that it happened to me. I want you to be sorry that it's still happening to other people. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be sorry that somebody else is going through it now, but we don't know it because we can't see them same signs that I've been telling you about for all this time. I want you to be sorry for them people that we can't see their pain. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody goes through something that I've been through. And because we can't see it, we don't know it. So be sorry for them. Don't be sorry for me because I'm here. I made it.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah, don't cry for me. Cry for them. You know, they need them tears the most, man.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that's sitting in the color doors right now that got sleeping problems, Stacy's niece, you know what I'm saying? And she, it's crazy because she put her stuff on Facebook. She just don't say, you know, like, you know, I've been molested or my uncle had intercourse with me. But when you read her story, bro, that shit going to fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to think about that for a minute because I thought about that shit all summer after I read her story. And it was like I read it, and I didn't edit it. At all. Like, you know, she got some mistakes in there. And, you know, you can read something sometimes and be like, oh, they cried when they wrote this. You know what I'm saying? You know, when they went through that part that they wrote, they cried. And when I read that, I knew she cried when she wrote that. There's so much pain in that shit. And I look at her now on Facebook, bro, and I'm like, man, like, she's hurting like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And she'd be like, oh, I can't sleep at night right now. I got too much on my mind. And it's like, you got to think about the shit that he did to her, bro. She was a child, 4 years old, man. 4 years old. And I want you to think about, I want the readers to think about those people that say that, you know, it can't happen. I want you to think like this. I want you to picture it. Picture it. A 4-year old child laying in the bed, giving a grown ass man head, and he having sex with her. And her mother coming in the room, catching this man on top of her baby. Oh, my God, are you for real? That's the alarm, sorry. And I'm looking at this nigga in the camera. Like, what is you doing? But picture that, you know what I'm saying? That's her baby. And that's her uncle, because...
I can picture a motherfucking funeral. Say all I can picture is a funeral. I catch you on top of my baby. Yeah, it's a wrap.
But people, bruh, everybody don't think like that, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about a woman. You know, I can't put myself in nobody's shoes because we can say all day what we going to do or what we would have done. But in actuality, nothing got done. You know what I'm saying? This nigga was still able to roam free and molest and rape people after this girl. And then did her cousin next. So it's like, damn, like, and then her cousin turned around to commit suicide. And we still let this motherfucker roam this bitch and don't say shit to him except for ask him a goddamn question when you got 10 other women that's telling you that he has raped and molested them. You got a baby mama that say that he raped her at gunpoint. His own baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you read this book, you'll see that in Glen Park, they had a rapist running around back in the early 90s, right? And he fit the description like a T. But nobody ain't leaving no DNA behind. And some of these girls got rape kits at the hospital. Some of them have done rape kits, but they didn't want to tell on him because they was afraid of what the community was going to think about them. You'd be amazed.
Oh.
You know, so they hold on. They've been holding on to this for all these years. And you look at their life right now today, and you be like, damn, like, you ain't released that pain, so you still got to live in pain.
Yeah.
You living in fear, too. I can't live like that, bruh. Like I said, if somebody going to pull a bullet to my head, if they gonna kill me, do what you got to do. Because at the end of the day, right now, I'm fucking happy. I ain't going to live the rest of my life in fucking misery because I'm holding some shit in that I know that happened to me or some shit that I know that you said to me and you mad at me for the actions that you've done. Get the fuck out of here.
Real talk.
I wish the fuck I would. I ain't going, bruh. Like I said, my own mama post shit on Facebook. My mama came at you, Zach, didn't she? Send you some inbox messages or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody say that I'm fucking crazy. When you read my mama messages, you gonna know who crazy. You know what I'm saying? She's telling everybody the same thing, that I'm cloned, I've been kidnapped, and that day little Vic said that he was riding around my mama. That shit pissed me off. It pissed me off because I'm like, how the fuck you riding around with a killer? You know what I'm saying? How you riding around with somebody that want to kill your baby? But at the same time, you calling me fucking crazy, but you riding around with this crazy-ass motherfucker. But at the end of the day, I know why. Because his mama didn't love him. You know what I'm saying? My mama don't love her children. But my mama can give somebody else's child the best love possible. So I commend her for being able to love somebody else's child. And like I said, if I was lying, my mother would have sued me too, and she didn't. So that goes to tell you, that motherfucker got to be telling the truth. And I know the fuck she ain't going to sue me when I got documentation of her putting me in jail for assault at 14 years old only because I was gay, bruh. You know what I'm saying? You'll be amazed at how people treat their kids when they find out their kids is gay. They will shun them. They will embarrass them. They will try to get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? Reject the shit out of their child. And at the end of the day, after you do that, your child don't do nothing but go out into the streets and look for love. You know what I'm saying? We find the wrong type of love in the streets every single time because we don't know what the fuck we looking for.
That's true.
It's like, bro, if you got a child that's gay, that means that you need to love your child extra hard. Extra hard. Because if you don't, your child is going to have the most fucked up life possible. Because they ain't going to know which way to turn. They ain't going to know right from wrong. They ain't going to know who good and who ain't. Because they missed all that shit from their mama. My mama took me out, dressed me up in her clothes, rode me around Gary, and telling people I was her damn daughter. You know what I'm saying? My mama put me out on the street one day when I was in the sixth grade when we just moved to Etna. And she was driving me to school, and she put me out on the street and told me to find a school myself in a fucking new part of the town. You know what I'm saying? All because I was gay. I am gay. And when she found out that I had HIV, you know, when something happens to you, whether it be good, bad, whatever emotion you experience, most of us go and share it with our parents. You know what I'm saying? Me, I wanted to go to my mama at that time when I found out I had HIV. I didn't know who else to turn to. I felt like that my world was going to end. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing that this wasn't a death sentence, but I thought I was just going to die. And I'm like, let me talk to my mama. Let me tell my mama. The first thing my mama did was tell everybody in my family and then posted it on Facebook and then told all her friends I was dying at 6 months of age. And it's like, God damn, I'm like, I'm your fucking baby. I'm your youngest child, and you treat me like that. You know what I'm saying? But what can I expect when you tell everybody that my sister had sex with my daddy, when you gave my sister up for adoption, or when you cut my fucking brother? You know what I'm saying? When you used to beat all of our ass. And I'm not talking about whoopings with belts. I'm talking about metal shower rods. You know what I'm saying? Extension cords, sticks, pots, pans. Anything that you can find other than a goddamn belt or your hand, that's what she do. If she wasn't doing that, she was going into her bags of tricks and degrading me every chance she got, whether it was in front of somebody or not. Got time for that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Life is too goddamn short to let a motherfucker keep degrading you. I love my mama from the bottom of my heart, but I will not fuck with her because she is the goddamn devil. Real talk. Fuck that shit.
Well, let me tell you this, man. Now, them whoopings, they ain't had shit to do with you being gay, bro. Because my mama done picked up some irons, some skillets, brooms, whatever they can grab. They ain't got shit to do with being gay.
Well, let me
just
tell you this, bro. My whoopings didn't come to after my mother's boyfriend molested me. My mother never put her hand on me before her boyfriend molested me. My mama used to love the shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? And she knew I was coming up different. But she never did that until that nigga molested me. After that, I wasn't shit to her. I don't even feel like I was her child after that. Because I can count on my hands how many good things that she said to me after that. You know what I'm saying? After that, it was just like I was some little fucking kid that she had to feed, that she didn't even feed. I was some kid that she had to feed that she did not feed. Or close.
But how's your relationship with your brothers and sisters?
My sister is like my mother. My sister looks just like my mother. My brother, fuck him. He got bipolar. You know what I'm saying? He on his good.
Whoa, hold on. Last time that your brother was on the show, y'all was the best friends.
Fuck him. Like I just said, he got bipolar. He got his good days. He got his bad days. If I post anything about these niggas, I get a call right fucking away. Why you posting this about my friends? The fuck, nigga? Your friends fucked me. I fucked your friend's dick. Why you the friend of your friends? Who's more important, me or your goddamn friends? Stop telling me what the fuck I can and cannot post on Facebook about your friends. I'm your fucking blood brother, and you treat me like shit. You out here running the streets with these motherfuckers that molested me. You smoke and drink with Greg, double G. This nigga stay on fucking Kentucky and he hang around my fucking brother. How you think that make me feel? Fuck him. I got time for that bullshit. And I need somebody to send me double G's address so I can tell his goddamn wife that I reached out to her when she was on Facebook and the bitch ain't even hit me back.
Not the bitch didn't hit you back.
Nope, she ain't hit me back. Oh, nice.
This a hell of a year. This a hell of a year in review, ain't it?
Yeah. My double G's daughter hit me up. She asked me why was I lying on her daddy, and I told her plain and simple because she was 19, 18, something. I know she was saying she was grown. Well, since you fucking grown. Your daddy made me suck his dick when I was a child. I remember holding you when you was a baby, and if I'm lying, tell that motherfucker to sue me. Five years of no lawsuits. Fuck these niggas, you know what I'm saying? We know what the fuck is going on. We need to stop being fucking stupid. Naive, dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's time to wake the fuck up. It's 5 years. Stop being dumb. The shit happened. Now we need to warn everybody because we got these motherfuckers still out here lurking. They lurking. They don't stop. I posted a screenshot of Stacey talking to a 13-year-old 2 years ago, bro. He was 41, telling a 13-year-old how bad she was, her and her gang. And he was going to have her son come over there, so come pick her up to bring her back to the house. So he can just sit there and look at this bitch in her face. A 13-year-old child. You trying to fuck her? Come on. And we ain't going to say shit.
Yeah, hold on, Nate.
On top.
Okay, where's your evidence to prove that? I mean, you can't just say he's 41, she's 13, he's trying to fuck her.
I'm finna post it right now because her mother hit me up and sent it to me. And I'm finna tag Zach in it.
I mean, 41 and 13, I mean.
That's a, what? That's a goddamn baby. That's his damn, that could be his child. You know what I'm saying? That could be any damn thing other than somebody that you need to be trying to fuck or look at. That's rape. That's molestation. That's everything nasty up under the goddamn sun. Why? Why? When there's hella bitches running around here that's hoes, that, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. We just got to start talking, man.
Damn.
Hella bitches is hoes. I mean, there's a bunch of hoes out here.
Okay, so I
just, we just bought past three holes just 10 minutes ago.
Oh, shit.
Let me tag Zach. Is the Father Time on here?
Yeah, Rodney Father Time Bell. Tag him, too.
I'm on there. Tag me because I want to see it. 41 and she 13? No, that's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem. In my eyes, that's a motherfucking problem.
And then read that conversation that he's having with his rape victim, Lisa. Read the conversation that he's telling her about me. You know what I'm saying? That shit is deep as hell, bro. Because in one breath you tell her I'm lying, and then in another breath you tell her I could be telling some truth. I am telling some truth. He just never gazed in to a 12-year-old boy. Read that. It's up there.
I'm going to read it. I ain't going to even lie.
And his name is right there.
I'm reading it now.
Of course you are.
That's crazy. All right, y'all. We about to lose the stream, man. So let's go ahead and get the last words out.
Hey, shout out to y'all. Real talk. Thank you for putting me on. For having me as a guest, trying to let people become aware, you know what I'm saying? Because you can only lead people to the water, but you can't make them drink it. To get my books, visit my website, www.samuelholloway3.com, www.samuelholloway3.com, or visit Amazon. Book one is Eyes Without a Face. Book two is How It All Happened. Book three is Why Did We Meet? I also have a GoFundMe account that I have out there that I'm starting up my youth center to take in abused and homeless teens because they need a place to lay their head at night too. You know what I'm saying? Nobody should feel abandoned or unwanted. Everybody is looking for love out here. And a lot of us need to just open up our arms and open up our eyes and help these kids because at the end of the day, our youth is our future. It takes a village to raise a child. We all got to come together. And we got to stop being naive and start looking at the situation that's at hand. We got to start talking about the things that we refuse to talk about within our communities because they only are going to keep happening and spiraling out of control. We see it every day on the news. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I commend you on a youth center thing. That's a good thing to do.
One more thing. Books 1, 2, 3, and still no fucking lawsuits.
All right, Delightful. You got any last words?
It has definitely been interesting. I'll see y'all next week.
That's what's up, Janine.
Yes, it was good listening to everybody. Good show. And I will see you guys next year. It will be a new year. So, 2017, here we come.
That's what's up. All right, did I forget anybody?
Beauty.
Yeah, me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Beauty.
I'll talk to y'all next year, next week. I had a few people that was waiting to step in the conversation, but decided to wait.
It's like, oh, hell no, we ain't getting that shit. You motherfuckers, we thought we been talking about fucking.
That's why I had to keep pausing, because they kept inboxing me, and they wanted to join in the conversation, but they said they'll join in next week.
Well, in the future, y'all got to push one.
Sam took the whole goddamn show over as usual. Sam took the show over. you know, Sam, it's always a pleasure to have you on, man.
All right, man.
I know how we do this, man. Hey, last show of the year. Y'all know we have the. Hey, if nothing else, we're going to bring something that's going to make y'all say, God damn. So I'm pretty sure all the death threats and all the bullshit that y'all going to say, fuck y'all, because I ain't kidding you motherfuckers. I'll be in Gary whenever, so fuck y'all. So don't start that death threat shit. Don't start calling my motherfucking phone. Don't start sending them fake-ass motherfucking emails and text messages and all that shit. The man, hey, the man speaking his truth. What more can you say? SimCityRadioShow.com. We out.
Peace.
All right, on that note, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Shout out to Gangsterville Radio. SimCityRadioShow.com. Peace, love, hair grease. God bless. And good night. We out.
Oh, yeah. Fox Star fell asleep last night, y'all. Well, I fell asleep last week, y'all.